Fisk shook his head and sighed. No doubt they'll speak the same. Suddenly Grimes said, Here's what I say. Let her climb to the royal yard. If she does it and comes down whole, and still is willing to serve, then I say let her sign and be bloody damned like the rest of us. And do whatever she's called on to do. No less. With no more than grunts, the men seemed to agree among themselves. They turned toward me. Now what does Miss Doyle say? Grimes demanded. I swallowed hard, but all the same I gave yet another. Yes. Foley came to his feet.
All right, then. I'll go caucus the others.
Out he went. Fisk and I retreated to the galley while I waited for word. During that time, he questioned me regarding my determination.
Miss Doyle, he pressed, you have agreed to climb to the top of the royal yard. Do you know that's the highest sail on the mainmast? 130 feet up. You can reach it only two ways. You can shimmy up the mast itself, or you can climb the shrouds using the ratlines for your ladder.
I nodded, as if I fully grasped what he was saying. The truth was, I didn't even wish to listen. I just wanted to get past the test.
And, Miss Doyle, he went on, if you slip and fall, you'll be lucky to drop into the sea and drown quickly. No mortal could pluck you out fast enough to save you. Do you understand that?
I swallowed hard, but nodded. Yes.
Because if you're not lucky, you'll crash to the deck. Fall that way, and you'll either maim or kill yourself by breaking your neck. Still certain?
Yes, I repeated, though somewhat more softly.
I'll give you this, he said with a look that seemed a mix of admiration and contempt. Zachariah was right. You're as steady a girl as ever I've met.
Foley soon returned.
We're agreed, he announced. Not a one stands in favor of your signing on, Miss Doyle. Not with what you are. We're all agreed to that. But if you climb as high as the royal yard and make it down whole, and if you still want to sign on, you can come as equal. You'll get no more from us, Miss Doyle, but no less either.
Fisk looked at me for my answer. I understand, I said.
All right, then, Foley said. The captain's still in his cabin and not likely to come out till five bells. You can do it now.
Now? I quailed.
Now before never.
So it was that the four men escorted me onto the deck. There I found that the rest of the crew had already gathered. Having fully committed myself, I was overwhelmed by my audacity. The masts had always seemed tall, of course, but never so tall as they did at that moment. When I reached the deck and looked up, my courage all but crumbled. My stomach turned. My legs grew weak. Not that it mattered. Fisk escorted me to the mast as though I were being led to die at the stake. He seemed as grim as I. To grasp fully what I'd undertaken to do, know again that the height of the mainmast towered 130 feet from the deck. This mast was, in fact, three great rounded lengths of wood, trees, in truth, affixed one to the end of the other. Further, it supported four levels of sails, each of which bore a different name. In order, bottom to top, these were called the mainyard, topsail, topgallant, and finally, royal yard. My task was to climb to the top of the royal yard and come down. In one piece. If I succeeded, I'd gain the opportunity of making the climb 50 times a day.